Till the next time, may God bless and may God keep is our humble prayer.
Shaping and molding me in every way. He is a potter and I am the clay. You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
How can I begin to say just how much I appreciate the love you've given me? It is not easy to achieve without someone who believes all your hopes and dreams. Teaching me to see.
Just completed a revival one night in a Midwestern town, and as he decided to board the train that night, he took a seat beside of a young man. While sitting there, he found that the young man was crying. And he turned to this young fellow and he said, young man, said, I'm a minister. I'm a man of God. And maybe I can say something to help you and encourage you. The young fellow turned and looked at the old preacher and said, preacher, I've been roaming this countryside for over 2 years now. I left home some 2 years ago.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith for you in your radio. Time now is about 19 on the downside of 9. You're tuned to Charles of Charles Gospel Ministries in the community of Cocoa and the surrounding areas. Almighty and everlasting God, who art worthy to be had in reverence by all the children of men. And we give thee most heartable thanks for your innumerable blessings this morning, both temporal and spiritual, which without merit or any worthiness on our part, thou hast bestowed upon us. We praise thee, especially that you preserved unto us in its impurity the saving word. We want to say good morning to you, and we bless your holy name. We thank you once again for the purity of your holy word. I'm yours truly once again, co-host, Sister Becky. We want to thank you for tuning in. WWBC, Brevard County, Cocoa, Florida, Vieira, Florida, and Melbourne, Florida.
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling, oh, to carry my mother away. Will this earth be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Oh, I told a undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, 'cause this lady that you are hauling, oh, I hate to see her go. Will this circle be unbroken by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I will follow close behind her, try to hold up and be brave, but I could not hold my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will a circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home away sky, Lord, in the sky.
If you know you've been born again, say
I do.
One more time, one more time, one more time. Anybody love him?
I do.
Anybody love him?
I do.
Anybody love him?
say good morning this morning to Brother Ed Gardner this morning. Kind of feeling you this morning. Right about now, we're going to bring on co-host Sister Becky to let you in on our we're going to let Coke. We're going to let Sister Becky in with our sponsors this morning. I want to say good morning to you once again.
Morning. We are brought to you in part by Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Freddy's located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue on Merritt Island, Florida. Freddy has got it together. He will do your painting, he will do the body work, whatever you may need on your car. He also has a big red wagon on 2525 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. Go by, stop in, and get some of that barbecue. Freddy is open on Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 6. For more information, contact Freddy at 321-453-6316. We're also brought to you in part by Riverview Memorial Gardens, the place where quality and service is a must. Riverview Memorial Gardens have burial plots, granite, mosaics, and benches, crypts, cremation. He has records available to you if you have lost them at no charge. They are located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. For more information, contact Duncan McKenzie at 321-632-9050. We're also brought to you in part by Crest Cleaners. They are family owned and operated since 1960. Where quality and service still counts. They will do your grout cleaning, laundry, alternation, graperies, suede, and leather cleaning. They will also do that wedding gown at the last minute for you. Bring it in the morning and get it back in the afternoon. They have several locations to serve you. Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockledge, Port St. John, Vieira, Suntree, and North Melbourne. For more information, contact Keith at 321-632-1006. We're also brought to you in part by Stone Fruiter Home. There's no substitute for experience. The home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. Sister Jan Stone has two locations, 516 King Street, Cocoa, Florida, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida. They are modern, efficient, and synthetic service. A family business dedicated to serving other families in their time of sorrow, whose real and deep concern goes beyond professional excellence, whose satisfaction comes from knowing and doing all that can be done at this difficult time and doing it better than most. For more information, contact Sister Jan Stone at 321-636-2344. We're going back in our program with Brother Charles Harris.
Peter, don't be afraid. Jesus said,
oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, Peter. Jesus said, Peter, you denied me. Yeah, don't be afraid.
Peter, you denied me.
Don't be afraid.
Coming in a chariot shaped just like the angel wing. But let me tell you something.
It's gonna be too late.
Don't let it be said. Too late. To enter at the golden gate.
Tell you so. I know he died.
The one of the soldiers.
He died for me. Lord that was standing beside Jesus. Look what he did. He walked up to my Jesus. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Walk up to my Jesus. And took out his sword. And pierced my Jesus. Oh, on the side. You know what? I'm so glad tonight. Somebody pierced Jesus. Oh, on the side. It was Jesus' blood to wash me white as snow. I'm talking about Mary's baby. Do y'all know Mary's baby? Did he die for you? Did he die for you? Did he die for you? Yes, he died for me. For that reason, my soul.
Jesus asked his disciples, he asked them two questions. Who do men say that I am? And who do you say that I am? That was in the book of Mark 8:27 through 29. The first question is significant because it allows us to get a read on the minds of people around us. The second question, however, eternal, because it is only by acknowledging Jesus Christ and responding to his gift of forgiveness by faith that a person can forget, well, that a person can live forever. Isaiah made it very clear that when the promised Messiah would come, he would fulfill the matchless titles and had, well, that was prophesied. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ came into the world and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was the Messiah by fulfilling all of those requirements that he was God. In human flesh. Come to display deity and redeem humanity. And on the strength of his ability, fulfill all of these things. He made this claim. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's in John 14:6. This is the claim of the Bible and the heartbeat of the Christian faith. Jesus Christ is God, and he came into the world to save sinners. What is your response to that claim? And to the evidence that he is the only deliverer for sin-laden lost people who are the object of God's love. Will you receive his gift of forgiveness and be saved? If you are already saved, having been rescued from your sin, and it's just punishment, will you live under his perfect will and wisdom so that he may guide you into a life that pleases him? May it ever be so, for he brings peace wherever he reigns. I'm yours truly, God's man of faith for you, in your radio this morning. Shall I say good morning to you? The time now, 5 minutes toward the hour of 10 o'clock. You're listening to the Power Hour, Charles Gospel Ministries within the community. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, you already saved. You just got to receive it. Clear, you tune in.
Good God, I'm out of tonight. Come on, fellas. Lord, I'm glad.
I'm glad he didn't come down.
He didn't come down.
Down from
yes, call. I'd like to say good morning to my brother Clyde down there. Thank you for calling. Next time I get you on the air. How's that? I know poor Mark right there. How you doing, Mark?
I know he died.
I know he died
for me.
I know he died.
Somebody said, how you know he died for you?
He died for me.
If you go and pick up a Bible,
I know he died.
It will tell you so.
He died for me.
Somebody was standing,
I know he died.
And the crowd said,
he died for me.
If you are who
I know he died,
who you say you are.
I'd like to say good morning to Brother Mitch this morning.
And free yourself.
Thank you for the call this morning.
Oh, no.
I know he died.
Jesus didn't come.